Welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to be part of our conversation today, you're always welcome to send us an email, midday@sdpb.org, or you can give us a call. That number is 800-524-3604. This weekend, the Matthews Opera House and Art Center kicks off its big read celebration of the book, The Maltese Falcon. Jane Rose joins us today from Spearfish to talk about what book lovers have to look forward to. Jane, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you very much, Lori, and welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much. So give us a little background about the big read, if we haven't heard it before, and how did you manage to get it into Spearfish?
Well, the big read is actually one of the NEA, or National Endowment for the Arts, partnerships, and it provides opportunities for many, many thousands of Americans to experience quality arts programming throughout the country. And this particular program broadens all of our understanding of the world through sharing a great book. And this is so this book this year is Dashiell Hammett's classic book, The Maltese Falcon. Mm-hmm. So we start that from January to March. And so everything, all the events we do is regarding something as a genre to detectives or, you know, dark noir kind of thing.
Sure.
And so we managed, our executive director is wonderful at getting grants, and she managed to get us our second one. This is our second big read grant. We're the only South Dakota community to receive this grant both times. We did one 2 years ago from Jhumpa Lahiri's book, The Namesake. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We just try to outreach to the community and to get culture to all over, especially through a book.
Who selects the title? Is that something you do, or does that come from NEH?
I think our director is the one that did it. There's like almost 30, 40 books, and she selected this book.
And what is it about? Tell us a little bit about The Maltese Falcon, and what is it about Dashiell Hammett's tale that has sort of endured and made it something that you wanted to bring to Spearfish?
Most people remember The Maltese Falcon as a detective story and as the movie, the classic movie with Humphrey Bogart and Peter Lorre. And it's regarding a treasure, and this falcon is a statue. And I'm not going to give too much away, because we would like people to read the book. But it's dark. It's really, after you read it, you really don't like a lot of the people in it, because that's the way he wrote it. A lot of people, you know, it's not life is not always good guys and bad guys. Sometimes there's a lot of gray. And so this is what the book is generally about.
Why did you pick that one of the other ones you could choose?
Because it's not as easy. Hmm. The last book we chose was completely foreign to anything we've done because it was like more East Indian kind of thing, and we went out on a limb for that, you know, to get people interested in East Indian culture and things like that. So we tried to stretch things around here, but there were so many neat things that happened during the time of The Maltese Falcon when it was released. So like the 20s, 30s, and 40s are some of the themes that we're going to be working with for the next 3 months. So we're going to have vaudeville. We're going to have swing, you know, things in the theater, that kind of thing.
Do you have an idea of when the book came out, what sort of impact it had, if it had those not easy themes in it? Were readers ready for it when it was released?
Yeah, because things were different then. You know, it was kind of during bad economic times. People liked reading about other people's problems, and I kind of like us, kind of like what soap operas are today. You know, you just feel better. But it was well received. Yes, it was very well received. The movie was even more interesting, I think, because then you had a face on some of these people, like Sam Spade and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what about it lent it to different programming? You mentioned the time frame is
the
one thing.
Yes, definitely the time frame, mystery writing. It was a huge time frame kind of a thing going on, because we're also going to be dealing with that. So we're going to have one of our Bellman Brown Bag lectures. We're having Sandra Brannan, who's written many Liv Bergen mystery series. And so she's going to be kind of coming here to talk about that. We're going to have even falconry class coming in. So, you know, you can take this any way you want. But and our foreign film festival, which starts this weekend, is based on mystery or film noir or just general distress, more or less.
It's January, right?
Yes,
it's January in South Dakota.
That's right.
Let's talk about distress. Yeah. What kind of that brings up a point of what is a brainstorming session like when y'all are sitting down trying to figure out what to plan? I can imagine that is a group effort.
Well, for the Big Read to get a grant, we have to, the rules are, one of the rules is that a library has to be involved in the community. And many times the library takes the heat, is the leader. But we are working with Grace Ballack Memorial Library, and so they sat down with us and just kind of sit and shoot the breeze with everybody and getting ideas. And Sean Young, who is our director, had a lot of that background already. That's kind of why she picked it, because she knew already what was in her mind, and then she kind of sprung it on all of us, and so we just kind of took it from there. Ava Sauter is our community outreach manager, and she's been responsible for many of the community outreach art projects that we're going to be doing for 3 months, and so she's, you know, taken it to different businesses to see if they can help participate, different areas of education and things like that. So it really was a lot of fun.
What is it about Spearfish and the readers there, the community there, that makes you think these kind of programs are so successful in your city?
Well, it's because the community appreciates and actually seeks out arts. You know, sometimes we're like about a little, not quite an hour from Rapid City, but in the winter, you kind of stick around. And, you know, you don't like to get out on I-90 if you don't have to. And we bring things here that would be seen anywhere. And they've come to know that the Matthews does this. And we just enjoy having them come in. It's like having old home week every weekend when we have something going on. It's really a great time.
What kind of early responses are you getting about the book and some of the upcoming programmings?
Well, we're getting a lot of city response. We haven't so much as the public yet, because we haven't kicked it off yet. Mm-hmm. We kick it off this Saturday. But the library has already been putting things out from all their different book discussions and different kinds of activities for all ages. And so we're hearing from the library, we're hearing from the Downtown Business Association, and they're passing us, and they're sharing our posts, and they're sharing things with us. So I think it's going to be great. We have 12 businesses alone who are participating in our scavenger hunt this Saturday. So they're supposed to be dressing up like in the 20s and 30s, and they're having a clue that all our people who are involved in the hunt are going to be going through downtown. I hear it's going to be about 12 degrees that day, so we have to kind of encourage people to dress warmly. Sure. Also, we have 3 businesses in the restaurant bar business who are changing some flavors of the month to match up with our theme. In like January, the Common Grounds, which is a great coffee place right across the street from us, is celebrating all this month with different coffee drinks like the Private Eye Chai, Black Male Breve, and Falcon Eggnog. And then next month, Crow Peak Brewery, which we all love around here, they've got a new beer called the Malty Falcon. And in March, Leon's Creamery, which is a great new artisan ice cream shop here, they're featuring their ice cream as the Black Male Brittle.
Nice.
So we're all getting involved with everyone, and we just hope, you know, during the cold days of winter that we all become like a big, huge family getting
right.
this stuff out there.
And as you read the book, all those literary references are going to become clearer to you as you
right.
go through that. So
right.
let's go back to some of these events and talk about mm-hmm. a few of them individually. You mentioned the scavenger hunt. That's mm-hmm. this Saturday. Tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about what that looks like.
Yes. Well, this Saturday is the scavenger hunt, and there are like 6 or 7 suspects. So the folks are to arrive here around noon, come to the Matthews Art Gallery, and we will have a clue booklet with a description of all the clues that they have had already. And this horrible person has come in, and we have a portrait of William Shakespeare up above our theater, up way up on the ceiling, and someone has defaced it. And it's just terrible. It's just terrible, you know. And so then folks are going to get the booklet and the maps of all the community people are involved, and they're going to be walking around town gathering the clues, and they have to come back with the winners. And we're going to have quite a few prizes and book giveaways during that time also. So,
and how do people get the book to read? That's
okay.
Part of,
yes.
How does that work?
That's very easy. They can either go to the Grace Ballack Memorial Library or come into the Matthews, and we will be handing out books for free.
And how many copies do you have? Do you
right
run out?
Right now, or we just have about, right now we have about 300 at the time, but we can always order more because we do pay for the books.
Right.
You know, the Big Read doesn't give them to us. So, but we're so the library and both us and us, we do have them.
And then you mentioned some arts programming. I want to make sure we get to that. What are some of the visual art tie-ins that you have?
Okay. Well, some things will be private, like we're going to be going into the schools, so the kids will be doing them and all that kind of stuff. But generally, the public ones, the first one that's going to take about 3 weeks to create is called Treasured, a Community Collective on Value. And this is an ongoing community art project that we're creating a large 3 to 4 foot tall replica of the Maltese Falcon. And it's going to be kind of cool because the people are going to have asked when they come visit the gallery, they're going to be given a little small piece of paper or different colors of paper, and they're going to ask me write on it and describe what makes an item valuable to them. And then we're going to paper mache that all around this big replica building up this Falcon. And so that'll be unveiled at the end in March. So with all the people's ideas.
So even if you haven't for families and children, this is not a children's book, obviously, but that sounds like an activity. Both these activities sound like something families could do together, the scavenger hunt and the art project, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And that's correct. And there is a children's book that they kind of promote. It's called The Malted Falcon, and it's a Chet Gecko mystery, and it's written by Bruce Hale.
Yeah.
And so that a lot of the so one of the prizes during this giveaway or during the scavenger hunt at the end is the first 50 families or so that finish it get us a free copy of that book. Because we're encouraging families to do this hunt together.
And then you have some origami.
Yes.
I've never heard of an origami falcon before.
Yes. Well, he is something else. This is Justin Fossum. He's 11 years old, and he is so talented. He's won in our children's division many times for our winter art show for his origami creations he makes. They're just very detailed. And he said, I would love to be involved in this when this project first came up. And so he has been making most of the summer, all through fall, almost 600 different origami falcons. And they're about, with a wingspan, maybe about 10 inches wide. And he's got 600 of them, and he and his mom have figured it out by getting, and we're going to be hanging it from the ceiling of the Matthews Gallery. So that's going to be unveiled around 11 o'clock on Saturday. So I hope, and that'll be up all during this whole event. So
that is amazing.
Yes,
that's what he did with the summer. I would like to see some of those.
Oh, he's just a wonderful young man and very precocious. We just love him because he's just so energetic. And he goes, what can I do next? What can I do next? That's what we kind of love when kids can be that excited and have parents who just kind of let it go, let it flow,
Any other last event that you want to talk about before we let you go today?
There's
a lot. We certainly haven't covered everything.
Well, Tomas Kubinek is coming.
Okay.
And he is called Tomas Kubinek, the Miracle Man. He is the final event on our Saturday, the 9th, kickoff event. And he starts at 7:30, and this is a paid event. Almost all of our events are free, but there are some that are for paid events. And he is just this kind of insane kind of guy. He's billed as a certified lunatic. And I think most people will appreciate someone in their family just like him. And this is something for all kids. It's vaudevillian, but it's also very comedian. He has some magic thrown in there. And from some of his videos that I've seen, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I hope folks will come on out.
Jane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Lori. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Jane Rose, a marketing manager for the Matthews Opera House and Art Center in Spearfish. You can find a complete listing of Big Read events online. We'll post a link on our website after the show. That's sdpb.org/DakotaMidday.